Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
713-572-4610. If you've got something about this Texans game yesterday that you want to get off of your chest, now is the time to do it. We are taking your phone calls. That's our text line as well, the DWIattorney.com text line. You can text us too if you want to, but we'll open up the phone line, 713-572-4610.
There's so much from this game to react strongly to. Most of it, unfortunately, on the negative side, some on the positive side, but I don't know if there's been anything that's gotten more of a reaction than some of Bill O'Brien's comments after the game, trying to explain his decisions late in the first half.
Well, the comments after the game yesterday, and then him kind of backtracking on those comments today. And we'll have those comments for you coming up in the final segment as we take you up to the Bill O'Brien Show. But we want to get some of you guys in. 713-572-4610. Rich, what's that say up there?
That says William.
William. Let's get it started off with William on line one. I think William in Midtown is what that says. William, what's going on?
Not much, gentlemen. Listening to you guys like always. But I will make this really, really quick but kind of straight to the point. So I think everybody's kind of freaking out a little bit. I mean, we knew it was the Patriots. We knew we were going to their house. Now, I don't think the team came out and performed like they could have. I mean, it looked like there was a little bit of lack of energy. I think Deshaun Watson might have been nervous. I mean, last year he came in and didn't start the game. He got pulled off the bench and got to go start playing. This year he kind of had it in his head the whole time. He knew he was the starter. And I think maybe nerves got to him a little bit for that very first snap. I think the fourth quarter showed that the team's going to work everything out. I think Bill O'Brien, yeah, he made a couple of mistakes, but it's not like he made any mistakes in there that you know, were so tragic. It was crazy. I mean, look, it's not like we tied the Browns or anything like that. I mean, come on.
Well, right. And William, Rich and I will dig into that a little bit more tomorrow, like which teams – appreciate the phone call. You know, which teams – do you, you know, like, look, the Texans, it was not a good day for the Texans yesterday, but at least you're not XYZ. I think there's probably a handful of teams that lost games yesterday that lost games that were much worse than you go up to New England and you lose. It's discouraging because you've done it now four times in the last two calendar years. But there's no shame in losing up there. Rich, this is a question we haven't brought up on the show yet today. Like, is your overall confidence in the Texans rattled it all after yesterday's game? I predicted that they would be 10-6. I don't recall what your prediction was for the regular season, or if we even made regular season predictions on the air. I made one online on the Houston Press.
Well, I
ready. Still think they're going 10-6. I didn't have them winning that game yesterday.
I was ready to throw out the number, and we just didn't get around to it on Friday. And I'm just going to be perfectly honest and not sugarcoat it in any way. I had them at 11-5.
Okay.
Obviously that's a tall order now after yesterday, but it was going to be a tall order no matter what.
Yeah, I think, and I know you picked the Texans in that game, but if you're asking me, like, are there chances of going, if you thought they were going 11-5, should your confidence be rattled about them going 11-5 after yesterday? Maybe a little bit.
That's how I would put it. A little bit.
A little bit.
The offensive tackles, I'm not encouraged about that situation, and therefore I feel like Deshaun Watson is going to be at risk to a certain extent. And that, I mean, look, again, part of him getting hit 12 times yesterday was his own doing.
Yeah.
But part of it also was that pocket was collapsing pretty much every time he dropped back.
Who's next?
Mike in Pasadena is next up. Hello, Mike. You with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rich. How y'all doing today?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Great, great. Love sports radio, especially Triple Threat.
Thank you.
We all know that even though Ted's gone, we know B-Mac's the other part of this Triple Threat.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, some days, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, here's what I'm going to say. You know, that's an opening game on the road. You give them to them first play. And then the Gronkowski catch or not a catch. You know, they scored 21, three touchdowns in the first half and 6 points, two field goals in the second half. Without the mistakes and we played some better football, I'm hopefully optimistic. And I'm with you at 10-5 or 11-5 or 10-6 season. I think so too. But I think Rich made a great point earlier in the show. Rich said that it's either a catch or it's not. I mean, what's all this run to the line of scrimmage, you run the next play? We know that's been the rule forever, but come on.
It's completely
it's either a catch or it's not a catch.
It's completely unnecessary for the
You know what I mean, Rich? When you said that, a light bulb went off. I said, you know what? Bill O'Brien should have called a timeout. We all see that now. He knows it too. He cleaned it up. John McClain had him on the spot. With that call, he should have called a timeout, but he didn't, and so that was a mistake. But that's a silly rule. Either the guy caught the ball or he didn't catch it.
Why should teams be able to get away with something? And that's exactly what the Patriots did. They got legally. I'm not saying they cheated, although it's always fun to talk about the Pats cheating. But they did everything they were supposed to do. They did what a smart football team does. They got away with something. I don't see why there should be the opportunity to get away with something. And for those who aren't listening, on the Gronk controversial catch before halftime, Brady smartly hurried his team to the line of scrimmage and snapped the ball so that it was too late for anything to be done about that play being a catch or not. That shouldn't be the rule. The referee should be able, even if Brady snaps the ball, they should be able to go back and take a look at that and right a wrong. That's what it's all about, getting it right. And if a wrong can be corrected, there should always be an avenue by which to do that.
And I don't disagree with you. I need to think about it a little bit more. I don't, on the surface, disagree with you. Unfortunately, Bill O'Brien doesn't live in a world where he has that luxury.
So, no, he doesn't.
So he knows the rules. The Patriots obviously know the rules. They did an interview with Tony Corrente after the game, the official on the field.
Pool report.
He did a pool. Yeah, there were pool reporters that interview him after the game and ask him questions. Here's a quick transcript. He was asked who would be responsible for initiating the review of the Gronk catch. He said, "It is New York, and the situation was New York did get back to us. However, unfortunately, they didn't get to the game officials on the field until after the play had already started." Follow-up question. So just processing what you said, they got back to you. They got back to us on the field, but the play had already developed. It had started. Then you can't challenge after the snap? You can't challenge after the snap, no. Question, if Bill O'Brien throws a challenge flag in that instance, would he be penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct? And Corrente said, because the play had already developed? No, because there's no throwing the flag under 2 minutes. Yes, he would have been penalized in that situation. In other words, if Bill O'Brien just desperately grabs the flag to throw it, just to stop play.
And no one suggested that's what he should have done.
Cause a distraction, no. And Bill O'Brien even said in the postgame yesterday, or it may have been today, that he gives that, it was today, he gives that flag to somebody on the sideline to take away from him so he's not tempted. And it is smart.
That's smart.
That he's not tempted to do it.
Look, the first caller in this segment, William, basically said, I think, what a lot of people were feeling today, and that is, yeah, we lost, it sucks, but it's not like I'm giving up, and I saw enough to be encouraged and not enough to be really strongly discouraged. There's only one area where, and I think you and I agree on this, Sean, whether we're talking about this Gronk catch or no catch, whether we're talking about going for it on 4th and 5 at the New England 17 in the third quarter down 21-6, or whether we're talking about unwisely punting the ball away with 4:41 to go on your own 36 down 27-13, there are just game management decisions that were on the top of the list of Bill O'Brien concerns for us heading into the season. And my gosh, didn't he just remind us 2 or 3 different times yesterday that they haven't gone away?
It was my number one reason why I thought if they lost this game, Rich, and it was at all a close game, this is what would happen on Monday. If they lost a close game, this is the conversation we would be having on Monday. And unfortunately, that's the case. All right, do we want to... We'll get out here. Do we want to squeeze one more in? Let's get one more in here before we...
All right, we'll welcome
and
in.
And if you're on hold, stay there. We're going to take more calls in the final segment of the show.
For sure. Billy and Conroe, you're next. Billy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Sean?
Hey, what's going on, Billy?
Man, I cannot believe how bad Kevin Johnson got burnt yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he is a cornerback in the NFL. I think he's responsible for at least 3 touchdowns. I know for sure, 2. He looks so bad. He looks so bad. I cannot believe we marched that guy out. We got rid of A.J. Boye when we had the opportunity to pay him. Even though we got Colvin to come to us, I just cannot believe Kevin Johnson's play and how Bill O'Brien says it's not his job to do a timeout, but therefore he evaluates his talent and puts that guy on the field. It's just a horrible mistake, in my opinion.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. I was looking at the snap counts, Rich, and did you happen to see the percentage of snaps that Aaron Colvin played in the game?
I haven't. No, I have the sheet, but I haven't looked at that.
55%, which is an odd number to play for a guy that you gave kind of not like starter, like Malcolm Butler money to, but you gave pretty good money to Aaron Colvin in the offseason, over $8 million a year. He's going to get his chance now to get out on the field and show what he can do on the outside. I just I have a hard time believing that Aaron Colvin is a lesser option than Kevin Johnson on the outside.
I agree.
I have a hard time believing that the Sashier kid is a worse option than Johnson. It's clear what they're doing, and it's going to get put on the shelf now because of Johnson's concussion.
Right.
But clearly, they're throwing him out there, giving him a chance to succeed or fail. Like, well, I don't know. I mean, could they have seen something so drastically different in the preseason than what we've seen last year and for that Patriots game yesterday? It would seem like that is a slim chance that he's that much better in practice than he's been in games over the last year and now one game.
Well, the hope was that a healthy front seven was going to make a big difference in the performance of Kevin Johnson. He had a healthy front seven in front of him yesterday, but he looked just as clueless as he did in 2017.
He did. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.